For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 27th episode of Millennial Sports Talk. I'm Michelle Margot, joined by my amazing, athletic.
Whoa.
And.
One more.
Beast at video games. Co-host Benjamin Thomas. Thomas, right?
Corey, close.
Corey. Who's Thomas?
I don't know.
Corey Verlander. You know what question I'm going to ask you?
What you got?
Come on, what do I always ask? I bet our MST fans know what I'm going to ask.
How was your week?
Nope.
I don't know.
What player has the number of our episode 27?
Mike Trout, the GOAT.
Whoa, I did not even think about Mike Trout. I put Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess I have an East Coast way of thinking. I don't know.
Now that is off the wall, which is a little foreshadowing.
It's not off the wall, relax.
A little foreshadowing.
It's not like he's a cup of coffee kind of guy.
That's like Mike Trout, 27. You went Giancarlo Stanton. That's like I wore 23 in Little League. That's like when we did our 23rd episode, instead of saying MJ, you said me. Kind of.
Okay.
Not really, but kind of.
Totally comparable.
Guess what today is, Michelle?
Thursday.
It is Thursday. Do you know what is happening today?
Let me guess. Is it Major League Baseball opening day?
It is opening day. I am so pumped. We've been waiting for this since February.
I've been waiting for this since October of 2019.
That's fair. That's a good point.
But that's just me.
But it is finally here. I am super, super pumped. We get Yankees at Nationals tonight. Gerrit Cole at Max Scherzer. I'm excited.
Max Scherzer. Except the Nats kind of had a blow today.
Yeah, like about 20 minutes before we started recording this, it came out that Juan Soto has tested positive for COVID. Michelle, this is the worst thing MLB could have had happen. Today is the day. The whole time, it's what's going to happen when a star tests positive. And it happened. Hours before the first game.
It's really devastating. But what's even more alarming, at least for the Nationals, is the fact that he's been practicing with the guys. So now we don't know who else has it. So this is just the world we live in 2020 with the pandemic. But
so he tested positive from a test 2 days ago and has been practicing, obviously, yesterday. So it came back, he tested positive today, and now the Nats are obviously playing tonight. Everybody on the team got retested today, but they won't have the results by tonight's game, but they're playing. I mean, there's a lot going on. This is what's going to happen this year. But nonetheless, I am super excited for what will be taking place in D.C. tonight.
Yeah, you know what also has been taking place in D.C.?
What?
As a Cowboys fan, what can you guess?
Well, my most hated rival as a Cowboys fan plays in DC, the football team in DC. They don't have a name until today, Michelle. They have a name, and nothing makes me happier than this whole situation for the Redskins with everything that has happened has just been a colossal, like, nightmare. Right. A nightmare. With everything that went on last week with inside the organization and their name changing, they have come out today and declared themselves the Washington football team.
But go team, go. They're not wrong.
In what?
No, they are the Washington football team.
No, you're not wrong. And they're now selling gear that just says the Washington football team. So yeah, that is their 100% official name until they can come up with another name. But they're selling gear this season. That's what their team name will be. I read that today and was dying of laughter. It's hysterical.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Washington have an MLS team? DC United.
DC United, yes.
So technically, Washington football team.
Wow.
I mean, it's just—it's a little controversial, depending on what you think when you think football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see.
But we are America, and we are the only country that calls football soccer.
That is true. That is true. But I see what you did there, and you make a good point.
Thank you.
But super embarrassing, I think. I think anybody that roots for the Washington football team is not thrilled to be a fan right now, and that makes me happy as a Cowboys fan.
Well, I don't want to allude to what our go to the week is, but there's another city that's going to be very happy with their team name, even if it's not Washington.
Yeah.
So I'm very competitive with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like to be right and you to be wrong. It's just some friendly competition.
Okay.
And I thought, how much fun would it be if we have a wager on some MLB predictions.
I like
it. Now that we finally have a season.
I like it.
In bet.
So Michelle and I have decided to have a friendly wager on some MLB predictions. And everyone this year is picking, oh, it's going to be a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. That's the obvious pick. That's obvious. Like, that you're not being original. What Michelle and I want to do is not be boring. And this episode is all about thinking outside of the box. And what we are going to do is go through some divisions and go through some predictions that are a little outside the traditional realm
of thinking. Not totally outside, but just not like what all the experts are picking.
It's not looking at the odds on favorite and picking
right.
them for every.
Exactly.
So we're gonna have some predictions, and then we're gonna place a wager, and whoever we'll do like a points system. Something like that. Whoever gets the most picks right of the picks that we choose, will be the winner.
So I like that idea. My only concern is that it's harder to be wacky and think outside the box when there's a wager on all of it. So I feel like we either do best 2 of 3, and after we go through everything, we choose our favorite 3 categories. Okay. Or we can just choose one.
All right. Best 2 of 3.
So let's put the wager out there first, and then the stipulations, and then we'll figure out which categories we want.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to give you 2 options for yours, but I want to hear yours first.
For what our wager is going to be?
Yes.
All right. So I'll give you 2 options as well. If I win this wager, option 1. You have to sing 1 line from You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban.
Oh. Wait, where did that even come from?
It's my favorite karaoke song. It really shows off my vocal range, highs and lows. Okay, next. You have to tell a super embarrassing story while we are live recording our podcast. You obviously don't have to think of the story right now.
Well, but I have to decide.
Yeah, you have to decide.
Okay, I'll decide at the end. I just need a second to think. All right, my wager is for you. Number 1 is you have to change your profile picture on every single social medium. 2, our millennial sports talk graphic, which I don't think is that bad.
And how long?
We'll go 7 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. What are the ladies going to do?
Okay, option 2.
The second option is you have to Postmates me dinner every day for 1 week. And let me tell you, I eat a lot. So
good God, that's gonna be hundreds of dollars.
I mean, maybe I will order up the kids menu for some. I'm not saying steak dinner. Like, I'm not gonna order from Mastro's and have you Postmates Mastro's.
Correct,
to me.
But it is impossible to order because there's cart minimum fees on Postmates. Next,
okay, we could do DoorDash, we could do Uber Eats, whatever you feel most comfortable with, whatever application you feel most comfortable with. Right. I don't want to break your bank. Why can't we get Believe to sponsor this?
We are, we're in a global pandemic and Michelle's trying to hustle me for money. So there's that. All right. I'll decide at the end as well. So let's go through some of our picks.
Let's get started.
And we'll go from there.
I'm nervous.
So let's start with the National League East. Who do you think is going to win the division? Who's your pick?
The New York Metropolitans.
Ooh.
There is some questionable stuff. Marcus Stroman just got hurt, but Jacob DeGrom should be fine. I think I kind of somewhat grew up a Mets fan, somewhat.
I didn't know that.
They're in my family blood, so Mets.
I am going to take the Philadelphia Phillies. Mm. I am very high on them this year. Obviously not a good year last year. I think Joe Girardi makes the difference there. I think he is perfect for that team, and I could see them winning that division.
Okay.
And
what's next?
Let's go NL Central. NL Central, I'll go first this time. As I have talked about in past episodes, I'm very high on this team. Who?
Is it the Cincinnati Reds?
It is. I am very high on this team. I actually have them, we'll save that. I'm very high on the Reds this year. They are my pick.
All right. NL West.
What's your pick? Mother of God.
I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Brewers. I feel like they have been consistently good and just haven't won, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I think that is more impressive than having one up year and like getting lucky and going on a run and winning the World Series.
I feel like the Brewers are just like, if they would just commit to at the trade deadline getting one big starting pitcher. Like, do you remember that year they brought in CC Sabathia for the playoffs and he killed it? Like, do something like that for a year. Like, your team's gonna rake. Like, Yelich is incredible. Bring in like a couple guys for the pitching staff. Couple veterans that can help turn it around and win for a year and win Michelle a bet, even though it won't happen.
Oh, okay. Well, lucky for you, I do have a couple of acquaintances and friends on that team, so I will just tell them, hey, the season's riding on you right now.
Hey, pick it up.
I will not be able to afford to eat for 7 days. I'm going to need to maybe throw some heat. Thank you. National League West, I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep. I'm with you there.
Okay. I guess we just won't choose that as a category then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pick the San Francisco Giants to win the National League West. The Dodgers are an incredible team. Speaking of, just signed Mookie yesterday to his huge new deal.
It's like up in 2032 or something crazy.
2032.
I mean, correct. Is the world even going to be intact in 12 years? I don't know. Will we get through 2020? I don't know.
Will we all still be alive? We don't have the answers to that.
No, we don't.
We don't. We do not have the answers. But
existential thoughts.
Let's just say if the world is still around, the Dodgers will be good for a while. They are very good. So I agree with you. That is the first time I agree with you on your pick, Michelle.
Oh. Thanks. You mean today or in general?
No, today.
Okay. Yes. Now let's go AL East. I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Okay. Boring.
I think you're going to say Rays, right?
How do you know what I'm going to say? I could come out with the Orioles. Don't put words in my mouth.
You're not going to come out with Orioles. Unless people have COVID all over the nation and the Orioles just don't. Orioles are not winning the World Series.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not the boring pick. It's probably the right pick. But I'm also very high on the Tampa Bay Rays this year. I think their team is built to win in a short run like this. I think They have the pitching. All of their relievers are basically prepared to start at any time. So let's say they lose a starter or two at some point. They're built to win. And, you know, they showcased that in the playoffs last year against the Astros. And, you know, that was I think they showcased just how ready they are to win. And I think their pitching is only going to get better this year. And I do think it is a tight, tight race with the Yankees. And in a shortened season, I'm going to take the Rays.
I don't disagree with you in the Rays being ready to win. I obviously covered them for a year, and they have a great thing going there. I just don't think they are talent-wise, and I wouldn't even say mentally, but I just think the Yankees know how to win a little bit more than the Rays do at this point in time. Overall, I'm not sure, but yeah. All right, guess we'll see.
No disagreement from me.
American League Central, go ahead.
I'm going to take, and I don't know if they're ready. I don't know if they're ready, but I'm going to take the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, okay.
They are going hot take. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, very hot.
They are going to be a lot of fun to watch. They obviously have a few new acquisitions. They got Grandal. They got Encarnacion. I think Luis Robert is going to be the next big star in baseball. I think he will win Rookie of the Year.
Whoa, wait. Oh, we aren't doing that. Sorry.
We aren't doing Rookie of the Year. I think he wins Rookie of the Year. They're very talented. I don't know if they're ready to win yet, but I did not want to pick the Twins. So if you may be picking the Twins.
I am picking the Twins.
Yeah.
So 100%.
Yeah.
Twins.
Okay.
All right.
AL West. The Twins are going to rake. The Twins are going to rake.
They are good. And I think they had their first year with a new manager last year, Rocco Baldelli, who's an amazing, amazing coach. And I think that he's going to, obviously he's a manager now, but he is a good manager. And I think he's a player's coach. And I think he will definitely lead this team to winning.
So my brother won AL Cy Young last year. And when we were up in New York for the ceremony that everybody that has won the Baseball Writers Awards is at, Rocco Baldelli won AL Manager of the Year last year, and I became a huge fan of his listening to his speech. And he just talked about, and he actually told a really cool story, and he's really close with his dad. And after every game, his dad will text him, like, and they just talk about the game. And he's like, hey, good game. Or, are you sure you should have pulled that guy out when you did? And stuff like that.
Oh.
And I did. And I think it's cool. And he told some really cool personal life stories and has a new fan. So
yeah,
no, Rocco Baldelli fan.
Good people. Okay. Our last prediction for the divisions, AL West. I'm going with Angels.
Ooh, I'm going to take the Astros.
I wonder why.
Because they're the best team in the division. The Angels are going to absolutely destroy baseballs this year. I am excited to watch them. I'm very excited to watch them. I think
Joe Maddon, Anthony Rendon.
Rendon.
Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout.
Hear me out here. This is a hot take. I don't know how I feel about Joe Maddon. And this is a hot take.
As a human or as a manager?
Because human, he's an awesome, awesome, awesome person. From all accounts, I don't know him personally, but I have nothing. I think he's an awesome person. I think he's actually a good manager. However, I think sometimes he gets a little too like outside quirky. The box and quirky. And he's definitely a player manager. And guys, by all accounts, love him. But there's certain things he does that it's just like, I don't know if that is actually helping. I think sometimes he gets a little too quirky with things. But whatever. That's aside from the fact that the Angels are going to rake. I like your pick. Go Astros, though.
Okay.
So we are now through the divisions. So what do you want to go to like Cy Young and MVP, or do we want to go like into like get to like the championship series and like the World Series and stuff like that?
Let's do the fun stuff. And then end with the awards.
All right. I like that.
So Will there be a no-hitter in 2020?
A no-hitter. I'm going to say yes. Question.
Yes. Question. You mean combined or?
Correct. That's my question.
So I don't know. We can decide that. I mean, combined no-hitters, like, I mean, it's cool for sure, especially in the major leagues.
So you're talking
to me,
about...
when I say no-hitter, I'm not thinking combined no-hitter. I'm thinking one pitcher just threw 9 innings and did not give up a hit.
No, that's fair, but we needed to specify.
Clarify, right.
Yeah.
Are you okay with those stipulations?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. So you say yes, there will be a no-hitter. I say no.
Ooh.
I say no. Okay. Will the season be completed?
I like this a lot. This is tough. I'm going to say yes.
That's my answer too.
But I am very like 50-50 on it.
Yes, it's hesitant, skeptical, but also like hoping for the best.
Yeah. Glass half full.
Who wins the World Series?
Mm.
Not who goes to the World Series, who wins it all.
Who wins it all? So let me tell you my prediction from both leagues before I tell you who I think wins it. As I've said, in the National League, I am very, very high on the Reds. That is my off-the-wall pick in the National League. I am also very high on the Rays, but.
You're going all in on the Reds, aren't you?
I don't know if I want to pick.
Is the city of Cincinnati paying you for this?
Look, I've committed to this since February. I am running with it.
Since your birthday month?
I'm picking the Reds to be in the World Series, but I'm picking the Tampa Bay Rays to win the World Series.
So I've said this multiple times, but I think that the team who has the fewest amount of COVID cases is going to be the team that lasts the longest in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, what is the most socially distant team in Major League Baseball?
Uh-huh.
And the Seattle Mariners.
You heard it here first, folks. Michelle Margot picking the most socially distant team, Seattle Mariners. I don't think they're gonna win it all.
But if I'm going with out of the box thoughts, the Mariners are a potential winner. No. Okay. No. But really the Dodgers.
What do you mean? So you're picking the Dodgers to win the World Series. That's your pick?
I'm picking the Dodgers to win the World Series, but don't say I didn't warn you that the Mariners have a chance, especially because it was such a hot spot when COVID first came out that maybe people are more cautious there. And also Seattle, they may not go out as much there during the season. Like I'm thinking in terms of what guys do during the season. I don't know. I think the Mariners might have a better chance at winning than they normally would.
Got it. So Dodgers over Mariners in the World Series.
It's just, not, though, because I chose the Angels for AL West. But
I'm just kidding. I will not be – we will not be wagering on this bet, however. Okay. This will not be one of the ones we wager
on. I'm okay with that.
But I got the Rays.
Okay. First team mathematically eliminated. Not to be negative, Nancy, but.
Detroit Tigers. Okay. And that pains me.
Yeah,
That pains me to say. You know what? I want to change my pick. Hear me out. Here's why. I want to change my pick because I think the Tigers bring up some of their stud pitching this year. You know, Matt Manning, Alex Fajardo, Bo Burrows, they have some of those young studs coming up. I think at some point in the year they bring them up. They throw well. It's exciting. It rejuvenates all the fans that won't be in the stands. And they win a few games. So I'm going to change my pick to the Baltimore Orioles.
All right. Well, that's my pick too.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Now you want to do the awards?
Yeah. So let's start with the Cy Young Awards. And we'll start with the National League because that's what we did with the divisions. So, Michelle, who do you think wins the National League Cy Young Award?
This is hard because I want to say Jacob deGrom, but I think it's going to be Max Scherzer.
Wow, that is
although not a, I don't know. Well, it's a hot take because Max Scherzer
it's gets not a hot take.
It is because Max Scherzer gets very hot towards the end of the season. He starts out, you know, I mean, still above average, but he starts out as whatever. And then that's just that. That's how he rolls. It's like he gets really, really competitive when he has to. And he's like a workhorse and picks up the team. And I think that in the 60-game season, maybe, just maybe, it is a hot take.
I'll show you a hot take.
Okay.
My NL Cy Young Award winner is Robbie Ray. Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay, that is a hot take. Is it he was on the Tigers once, right?
Yes.
Could we say, is there any way at all that a reliever could win?
Yes, I actually, when I was preparing for this episode, I actually was thinking about relievers. And if there is any year that it is possible, it is possible, obviously, it's happened in the past. If there is any year for a reliever to win the Cy Young, it is this year. You could potentially have a reliever have an ERA of like 0.4.
So maybe I switch my pick then. Maybe I say Josh Hader.
Okay, I like that. I like that better than just saying Max Scherzer. There's okay. I think there's three obvious options in the NL: Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom, Jack Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty.
So. I'm going out.
Totally did not even think about Jack Flaherty. That's a good pick. Yeah. Okay. AL Cy Young. I'm going to go with Shohei Ohtani.
Ah, I like that. I like that.
Obviously, Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, those are like some pretty big picks. But if we're going hot take, I say Ohtani.
I like that. I actually like that a lot. But so here's the thing with him. I don't exactly know how they're going to use him, but in a 60-game season, it'll be fine. I think he's going to get less starts than most people because I think he's going to be pitching on Sundays, so like once a week, so he won't have any weeks with two starts, I don't think. But I don't think that's going to – I like that. I like that. My pick for AL Cy Young Award is Tyler Glasnow with the Tampa World Series champion. Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay, calm down.
Let the record state that I don't want them to win the World Series. I obviously want the Astros to win the World Series. But if they do win, it'll help because then Michelle will be singing You Raise Me Up, Josh Groban.
Maybe. I might be, what was the other one? I might be telling you an embarrassing story, which is like, meh.
That's kind of a cop-out one to take, though. I gave you that one. If you picked, like, you could pick any story you want. Like, I tripped over my shoe once and fell in a flower pot. Like,
hold on. That was so specific. Did that happen to you? Did that happen to you, Ben? And also, what flower pot is big enough to catch you?
There's a variation of this story that I will now tell. I was playing wiffle ball in the back of my house like last year, and I get really into things when I play them. And somebody hit a ball over my head. I go running back, and we were in the street, but I could tell that I was in the grass.
Warning track.
So I lunged. I lunged for this ball. I caught it, and upon me catching it, I fell into a row of shrubbery.
Wait, hold on. A row of shrubbery?
There were a bunch of bush eye. There were a bunch of bush eye in a row, and I fell into them and held on to it and made the catch. And when I was thinking of an embarrassing story, that is why falling into a flower pot came into my head. Full disclosure. So there you have it.
I'm really glad I didn't have to win any bets to get that story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
That's not your most embarrassing story, right?
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. Anyway, onward. Tyler Glasnow, my pick. Shohei Ohtani, Michelle's pick. On to most valuable player. We will start in the National League. Michelle, in this 2020 shortened season, who do you have being the National League MVP?
Cody Bellinger. Because the Dodgers are going to win, but yeah.
We should have made a stipulation like you can't pick a top like three guy.
Yeah.
But that's a good pick. But it'd also be a good pick if we were like, you know, he's like a favorite.
Being serious, yeah.
My National League MVP choice is Eugenio Suarez of the Cincinnati Reds.
Suarez, can you please say it correctly? Thank you.
Eugenio Suarez.
Thank you.
You wouldn't have said the first name right. Right? It's tough.
Eugenio. He's also
a friend of mine, and in America, like Suarez is the Americanized. Disregard. Don't listen to me. Eugenio Suarez
anyway.
Is my pick for National League MVP.
All right. Last but certainly not least, we have the American League Most Valuable Player.
You like said that like there was one more, you like said that like there was something else coming and then you just stopped. And so I didn't realize it was my
turn. I was expecting you to be like, and it's going to be blank. And by the way, if you say Bregman or Trout, you're done.
My pick. Wow. You can't say that. My pick for American League MVP out of the Los Angeles Angels.
What?
Shohei Ohtani.
I was like, me too.
I was going Trout.
Nope, Anthony Rendon, which is what I went with.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Trout, but I'm just saying, like, give another angel a chance. And apparently we're giving two different angels a chance.
I'm high on Ohtani. I do think before his career is over, he wins an MVP. I think it could be this year. Why not? 60 games. The guy's kind of injury prone. He throws 100 billion miles an hour. He also hits rockets to the moon. So in a 60-game season, who's to say he can't hit 20 home runs and have a 2.4 ERA and win MVP? Who's to say?
How talented do you have to be picked for AL Cy Young and AL MVP in the same bet?
Well, as somebody with an AL Cy Young winner and an AL MVP in my family, I can confirm you have to be very talented.
Touche.
Very talented. So I like your pick for AL Cy Young. And the reason I didn't pick him, one, I think he won't start enough games to win as a starter, but I think he wins the MVP. He's going to have good enough numbers as a starter and good enough numbers as a reliever. Put those together, MVP.
Also, you can't bet against yourself, potentially.
True.
All right. So I have my three categories that I'd like to use as the wager.
Tell me your three, because there's some that you obviously have an advantage in.
Well, actually, I'm going with AL Central Twins, NL Central Brewers, and there won't be a no-hitter.
Okay, I will take you on NL Central.
Okay.
We have a deal with the NL Central.
Okay.
I'll take your deal on a no-hitter.
Okay.
And I do not want AL Central.
Yeah, you're confident in the White Sox.
I would counter with NL East. Mets, Phils.
I will take that bet.
Okay.
I will take that bet.
So, you heard it here first. Michelle and I have our topics. We don't yet have our wager solidified, but NL East, I have the Phillies. Michelle has the Mets. NL Central, I have the Reds. Michelle has the Brewers. And will there be a no-hitter or not? I have yes. And by no-hitter, starting pitcher, 9 innings, no hits. I have yes. Michelle has. I have a question for you. Literally yesterday, there was talks of MLBPA and the MLB, and I know you think them two talking, and you're like, oh, God, here we go again. Talking about extended playoffs. They have until first pitch tonight to make a decision. Playoffs could go from 10 teams to 16.
I did read that.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you like that? Do you not like it?
Not this year, no.
Yeah.
Like, we have enough weird stuff happening.
I could do, I'm fine with expanded playoffs. I think for one, I think, like, and we've talked about this, the Nats wouldn't have made the playoffs last year had, you know, had the season been shortened. Like, I think there will be teams that get out to a slow start that are supposed to be good teams. But I also understand the topic of then don't get off to a slow start. You know what's on the line this year.
It's not necessarily fair. Someone has COVID. Someone has an injury. You just don't know.
That's why I'm for.
Like Noah Syndergaard, that sucks. He's out all season.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so I was thinking about this, and I'm not exactly sure. I mean, they have like a 60-man roster situation happening. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for the guys who, I mean, obviously they're pumped to be playing in the big leagues, that are going to be making their major league debuts this season with no fans, no parents in attendance.
Yeah.
That stinks. Yeah,
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Like, they're going to be in a empty stadium in the big leagues and not have a big league experience. No one's going to catch their first home run ball. No one's going to whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stinks. Well,
it won't be empty. I'm thinking about getting a cutout of my dog Boomer and putting it in the Astros stadium. It won't be totally empty. But no, I do get your point. And I've had the pleasure of going to see some very close friends debut. Obviously, it was at my brother's debut in 2005, and have had some other of my best friends make their big league debut. And I actually traveled and went to the game with their family. And it just sucks. It's a good point. That sucks.
All right, so now it is time for everybody's favorite segment. It's our GOAT moment of the week.
Yep.
And I had a couple options this week, actually. And I decided to go with, since in light and in spirit of the Washington Redskins having a new name, I thought that is a very not great new name. Obviously, it's like an interim name. It's not going to be permanent.
Very not great new name.
Yes. But Seattle is getting an NHL team. You know, Seattle, the team that is going to have the team that's going to win the World Series.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mariners, 2020 World Series champs.
Yes.
Michelle Marga.
End quote. Seattle is getting an NHL team, and they released and revealed their name, and it is the Kraken.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
It's really badass. Whoa. Like, what?
There are children listening.
Okay. Their name is awesome. The Kraken. All for it. All for
it. Me too. And that is so cool. And think about like the slogans, release the Kraken. Yeah. And just that's so cool. It's so, so, so cool. I mean, I wonder what the last couple candidates were.
I also saw, I'm a big fan of their secondary logo. It's like an anchor, but the center of the anchor is the Space Needle. It's really
cool. That is cool. Seattle is such a sleeper city.
Yeah, sleeper because it's always foggy and raining, so it makes you want to sleep.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a cool city. It really is. I've only been there once, but
I've only been there once for like a day, but it seemed cool.
Have you been to the stadium?
Not the baseball stadium. Yeah, that's what I went for. I went for a Seahawks Cardinals Sunday night football game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Awesome stadium.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add before we end Ep 27 and get started with some live Major League Baseball that actually counts?
No, I think you need to, before the episode ends on air, state which, what you're picking.
Thought I could get away.
Are you going to sing one line?
Why are you flipping through notes? What are you looking for?
I'm reading what I wrote down for our wagers. You going to sing one line from You Raise Me Up, Josh Groban, my go-to karaoke song? Or are you going to tell a super embarrassing story? And this has to be a story that you're like, I don't want to tell this. I don't. Like, okay. You can't.
Okay. I don't back down from a challenge, and I'm confident in my picks. I will sing one line of my choosing of You Raise Me. Don't get your hopes up. It's not going to happen. Yes. I'm going to win.
Yes.
What's your choice between the two options of number one, you change your profile picture on every social media. That is Bumble, Tinder, TikTok.
Don't have them. Don't have them. Have it.
I was going to say you definitely have TikTok. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Cameo. I don't care.
MySpace.
MySpace. Zanga. Are you old enough for Zanga?
I don't know what Zanga is.
Okay. All of those social media.
Fans
only. You have to change to the Millennial Sports Talk graphic. And you can't zoom in on your face. It has to be the whole graphic. Or you have to send me in whatever meal delivery app you want dinner every day for 1 week.
Yeah. I am going to choose the profile picture change.
Wow. You are that desperate not to spend money on my dinner, huh?
Sorry for trying to promote our podcast and grow our brand. Sorry.
Good job. By the way, if you're still listening to this, which I have some really supportive friends, Chelsea, if you're listening, you're the best. But she's our only fan, actually. Just giving shout outs. I'm just giving shout outs left and right. If you're still listening.
Why, if you're still listening? People listen to us all the way through. I wouldn't expect them to cut out.
I know. I see our numbers.
Actually, we probably lost people when Michelle picked the Seattle Mariners. They're like, okay, next.
When they said she's going to be singing You Raise Me Up, they stopped right there. If you are still listening, we want your feedback. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Ben gets live stream Twitch. Oh, you would have to change your Twitch profile picture too. Are you ready for that?
There's no like profile pictures though.
Oh, I don't.
There's not a profile picture for me to change.
Can you change your like avatar?
I can see what if I could change it. But yeah, I do I do stream on Twitch and I get some suggestions and topics. Just from people in the chat, like, hey, you should talk about this or talk about that. So we do get some suggestions there, but for anybody that wants to, that is listening, go on iTunes and leave a comment or reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere.
TikTok. What?
TikTok. Yeah.
I just want to know who you guys want to hear from because we've got a plethora of potential guests that are going to be coming on.
Good word. Good word. A cornucopia.
A surplus. That was not big enough.
Nah.
Dang it. But I really just, maybe I speak for myself, Ben, but I want to know who you guys want to hear from because we got some fans from all over. I see the numbers. I see the geographical locations of our fans and we have some in Zambia. I'm just kidding. We do not have that. But we do have them all over the United States. So very curious to hear where you guys, what teams you guys are fans of and all that good stuff, especially what sports you guys like. Right now we're going to be probably baseball heavy because it is baseball season.
Yep.
And NBA.
I can't wait to tune in tonight. I'm pumped.
Who do you take in tonight's game?
I'm going to take the Yankees. Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole on the mound. Hope he throws well. So rooting for him.
All right. And are you going to watch the next game?
Am I going to watch the night game, Dodgers, Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants. Give me the Giants, baby.
I'm going to put $100 on the Giants. That'd be a big payout.
I'll take the Yankees and the Giants tonight.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for listening to Millennial Sports Talk. For Ben Berlander, I'm Michelle Margot. Make sure you download and subscribe on your usual podcast distributor.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.